Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman is now an independent after losing his Democratic primary race in 2006, but winning the general election that year. He's a strong supporter for John McCain for president. Lieberman was in Tampa today for a McCain fundraiser. WMNF asked him about his longtime friendship with Bill and Hillary Clinton, and if Hillary were the nominee, would he still be crossing party lines to support the Republican this year?
And I cross party lines because as important as the political parties are in our country, they're not more important than our country. And I'm just convinced that John McCain is the best prepared to lead our country forward in tough times economically here at home and dangerous times in the world. But I will tell you this. I have a tremendous regard for Hillary Clinton. And this would be, in my opinion, a tougher race and a tougher situation for me, because right now, between John McCain and Barack Obama, we have one person with tremendous experience, a real record of accomplishment, and a lot of indications of guts. And on the other side, we have a very gifted person, Senator Obama, but really one who 3 years ago was in the Illinois State Legislature, nowhere near the kind of record that Hillary Clinton has had. And so I think it would be a tougher choice. Your question is an interesting one, and it would be a different moment for me. I mean, I'd certainly be with John McCain, but I'd be more a little more torn about it.
Yeah.
I hope that a number of people here in Florida and around the country who supported Hillary Clinton will not feel bound by party, but really go with the person. And I think that there's a lot to say that McCain is really, in some very important ways, more like Hillary Clinton than Barack Obama is.
Well, let me just ask you this follow-up on that, and that is, of course, we've been hearing talk that a lot of supporters of Mrs. Clinton will be out there at the convention in Denver trying to get her name on the roll call and maybe having a really fierce battle out there. As a supporter of Senator McCain, would you welcome that? We know that you may be out there the week later in St. Paul, but what do you think about some chaos in Denver?
Well, I think someone who's now chosen the Republican candidate for president, John McCain, my dear friend, I should leave the Democrats to their own devices. So, no, I've heard those stories that the Clinton delegates are not foregoing their commitment to Senator Clinton, and that says a lot for her. She had some real loyalty, ran a great campaign, and I think they've got every right to do what they're doing.
Of course, you're in Florida for the last couple of days campaigning. Yesterday, South Florida Democratic congressman and a strong supporter of Barack Obama, Robert Wexler, he spoke to the press on a conference call, and he said that the Joe Lieberman of 2008 is not the Joe Lieberman of 2000 that his constituents supported.
What is most compelling, which was confirmed in a recent poll, was that amongst Jewish Americans, Senator Lieberman is no longer popular. In fact, his popularity numbers are alarmingly low. And the polling points out in very stark terms that Senator Obama is almost doubly popular than Senator Lieberman is in the Jewish community. And that bears out in my district in Broward and Palm Beach counties quite well in terms of the feedback that I'm getting from my constituents.
What do you say to that?
Well, I guess the most important thing I can say is that's politics. I mean, every time I come into Florida to make the case for John McCain, the Obama campaign puts Rob Wexler on the air to attack me personally. And, I just have grown accustomed to it. But in specific response, I am the same Joe Lieberman I was in 2000. What's changed is the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party of today and of Senator Obama has taken a series of positions that are dramatically different than the Democratic Party of Bill Clinton, particularly on foreign policy and on national economic policy, including trade policy. So I think it's not. I should put my wife on because she's known me all these years. She would say I haven't changed. Well, I'm still as stubborn as I always.
Well, let me ask you this: do you think America would be safe under a Barack Obama administration?
Well, look, he's really untested in these matters. So let me just put it affirmatively. that Senator McCain is ready to be commander-in-chief.